Question 1. You hear two school friends talking about a drumming workshop they will take part in.
Are you looking forward to the music class tomorrow? Remember, some professional musicians are coming to do a drumming workshop with us.
Oh, yeah. I'd forgotten about that. I've never done any drumming before. It's not that I mind having a go, and I suppose it's not too technical, but aren't we supposed to be giving a performance for the rest of the school at the end of it? I'm not really into getting up on stage in front of everyone. I could totally mess it up.
Don't worry. It's new for all of us, and no one will expect us to be perfect. It's all about having fun. Are you looking forward to the music class tomorrow? Remember, some professional musicians are coming to do a drumming workshop with us.
Oh, yeah. I'd forgotten about that. I've never done any drumming before. It's not that I mind having a go, and I suppose it's not too technical, but aren't we supposed to be giving a performance for the rest of the school at the end of it? I'm not really into getting up on stage in front of everyone. I could totally mess it up.
Don't worry. It's new for all of us, and no one will expect us to be perfect. It's all about having fun.
Question 2. You hear a woman talking about a shopping trip.
How was your shopping trip?
Well, I wasn't looking for anything myself, as I got that new coat last week. But I promised Mum I'd help her find an outfit for the wedding she and Dad are going to. I knew it was a bad idea, not because of Mum, of course, but because I knew I wouldn't be able to resist treating myself once we got into town, which is why I'd actually given myself a small budget, despite what I spent last time. Anyway, it ended up being a successful trip. Mum got a really nice suit, and I came back with a cool pair of earrings.
How was your shopping trip?
Well, I wasn't looking for anything myself, as I got that new coat last week. But I promised Mum I'd help her find an outfit for the wedding she and Dad are going to. I knew it was a bad idea, not because of Mum, of course, but because I knew I wouldn't be able to resist treating myself once we got into town, which is why I'd actually given myself a small budget, despite what I spent last time. Anyway, it ended up being a successful trip. Mum got a really nice suit, and I came back with a cool pair of earrings.
Question 3. You hear a man talking about a car he used to own.
I got a sports car as soon as I could afford it, and it wasn't really very economical, but I decided I could live with that. However, after a few weeks, I got a job further away from home and I realised it was the wrong car for long journeys. It was too noisy, there wasn't enough leg room, the suspension was broken and you could feel every bump in the road. That's why I decided to sell it. I've still got to get from A to B though, and I've got my eye on something at the car showroom. I'm going to go and test drive it later. I got a sports car as soon as I could afford it, and it wasn't really very economical, but I decided I could live with that. However, after a few weeks, I got a job further away from home, and I realised it was the wrong car for long journeys. It was too noisy, there wasn't enough leg room, the suspension was broken, and you could feel every bump in the road. That's why I decided to sell it. I've still got to get from A to B, though, and I've got my eye on something at the car showroom. I'm going to go and test drive it later.
Question 4. You hear a woman phoning the reception desk of her hotel.
Hello, I wonder if you could help me. I'm in room 447. I just checked in this morning, and there seems to be something wrong with the radiators. They won't come on, so it's very cold in here. I tried turning the control knob, but it simply won't move. Could you send someone to have a look at it, please? Oh, and could you tell me how to operate the TV? I've been trying to follow the instructions for the control, but I seem to be doing something wrong. Everything else seems fine. I had a problem with getting the door to lock, but I've worked it out. Hello, I wonder if you could help me. I'm in room 447. I just checked in this morning, and there seems to be something wrong with the radiators. They won't come on, so it's very cold in here. I tried turning the control knob, but it simply won't move. Could you send someone to have a look at it, please? Oh, and could you tell me how to operate the TV? I've been trying to follow the instructions for the control, but I seem to be doing something wrong. Everything else seems fine. I had a problem with getting the door to lock, but I've worked it out.
Question 5. You hear a girl talking to her father about a school trip.
So, how many kids from your class are going on this trip?
Practically everyone's going, Dad. We go on a guided tour of the city, including the Eiffel Tower, and a boat trip on the Seine, and then we're back in London by Sunday afternoon. So I'll be home early on Sunday night.
Oh, I have no doubt the activities will be worthwhile. Paris is a lovely city, and it's not the expense that's bothering me either. I just want to make sure you have enough supervision and won't be spending all day wandering about on your own.
You're kidding! Every minute of our time is going to be organised.
So, how many kids from your class are going on this trip?
Practically everyone's going, Dad. We go on a guided tour of the city, including the Eiffel Tower, and a boat trip on the Seine, and then we're back in London by Sunday afternoon. So I'll be home early on Sunday night.
Oh, I have no doubt the activities will be worthwhile. Paris is a lovely city, and it's not the expense that's bothering me either. I just want to make sure you have enough supervision and won't be spending all day wandering about on your own.
You're kidding! Every minute of our time is going to be organised.
Question 6. You hear a man describing a trip in a hot air balloon.
As soon as we took off, the basket started swaying from side to side, which took a while to get used to. But it was no major concern, really. Apart from the slight creaking that caused, there wasn't a sound to be heard. After doing quite a bit of flying in commercial planes, I think that's what stunned me most about this flight. Drifting along with the wind helped me chill out. I got real peace of mind knowing there was nothing to do but sit back. I think it made one or two of the other passengers a bit nervous, but the operator had everything perfectly in order. As soon as we took off, the basket started swaying from side to side, which took a while to get used to, but it was no major concern, really. Apart from the slight creaking that caused, there wasn't a sound to be heard. After doing quite a bit of flying in commercial planes, I think that's what stunned me most about this flight. Drifting along with the wind helped me chill out. I got real peace of mind knowing there was nothing to do but sit back. I think it made one or two of the other passengers a bit nervous, but the operator had everything perfectly in order.
Question 7. You hear two friends talking about an exercise routine.
Have you heard about high-intensity training? There was a programme on about it last night.
You mean the regime where you just do 3 minutes of exercise a week and that's supposed to be enough to keep you fit? I can't see how that could possibly work, do you?
I had my doubts about it initially, though the scientist on the programme did a good job of explaining things. Cycling as fast as you can for 3 minutes must be exhausting.
Do you really think so? It can't be too challenging to do 3 minutes a week, can it?
I guess it wouldn't be too hard to keep up. Have you heard about high-intensity training? There was a programme on about it last night.
You mean the regime where you just do 3 minutes of exercise a week and that's supposed to be enough to keep you fit? I can't see how that could possibly work, do you?
I had my doubts about it initially, though the scientist on the programme did a good job of explaining things. Cycling as fast as you can for 3 minutes must be exhausting.
Do you really think so? It can't be too challenging to do 3 minutes a week, can it?
I guess it wouldn't be too hard to keep up.
Question 8. You hear a woman talking about a magazine she used to read as a teenager.
I remember the magazine used to come out on Fridays, and every Friday after school I'd race round to the newsagents and buy a copy, and then spend all evening reading it. It was aimed at girls exactly like me. It gave you ideas how to choose accessories, how to wear makeup, and had information about the latest trends in fashion. The only thing it didn't have was interviews with pop stars and free posters. I sent in a story once that I'd written for it. I was convinced it'd get published, as I thought it was a great story. I never heard anything back from them, though. I remember the magazine used to come out on Fridays, and every Friday after school I'd race round to the newsagents and buy a copy, and then spend all evening reading it. It was aimed at girls exactly like me. It gave you ideas how to choose accessories, how to wear makeup, and had information about the latest trends in fashion. The only thing it didn't have was interviews with pop stars and free posters. I sent in a story once that I'd written for it. I was convinced it'd get published, as I thought it was a great story. I never heard anything back from them, though.
That is the end of part one.